Welcome to the methodology chapter, which essentially, and look at the assessment criteria, is the description of the methods that you are used to develop and execute your project. Now, its methodology chapter includes the four methods that we need you to describe. Number one is the literature search method, which described above. Secondly, your primary domain-specific research method, which is how you've obtained or collected the data you're going to use in your analysis. Thirdly, your analysis method, normally derived from the literature which you've summarized above. And finally, your project management method, which combined together makes the methodology chapter. Now, it is vitally important to your work because not only do you receive 10% for this particular chapter describing the methods, there are a further 25% of the marks available for the application of these methods across the entirety of the project, which obviously includes all the chapters from chapter one, where you are setting coherent aim and objectives, good planning, good description and structure of lit review, sensible write-up of your methods, and clear professional analysis. So it's all integrated across the assessment. This crucial emphasis on methods and application methods means that in this chapter you need to provide full detail of all the four methods, and the level of detail is such that should the readers, i.e. the markers, wish to repeat your method, they could do so. So what we're looking at is in your chapter you have the high level strategic action points written in the future tense of what you're planning to do, how you're planning to do it, and in the appendices full detail of the technical underpinnings, any sort of process and execution data or setup data or lab benchwork, for example, specifications, etc., etc., or experimental protocols that are relevant to your particular method should go or could go in an appendix. I think if you look at some of the ones of the previous works of 2023, you'll see how they use appendices in their method research. The key and the devil is in the detail. In the body of the work, have the strategic high levels. In the appendix, the level of detail that require me and the second marker repeat your work should you wish to. Really, two points to consider. Number one is at the end of your methods section, you really ought to refer to an ethics statement, even if it's a zero implication, state that there is no ethical implication for your work. And secondly, you should be looking at the steps you may have taken to avoid error, bias, and ensure you're collecting valid data.